Thank you, Dr. Berman, and thank you, Dr. Scaringe, for inviting me. And let's thank the organ player, because he's fantastic. I'm honored to be here at this special moment celebrating the graduating class of 2016, along with family, friends, and faculty, without whom this dream would not have been realized. I am also, as always, honored to serve at the pleasure of President John Scaringe, the Board of Regents, faculty, and staff of the Southern California University of Health Sciences. I actually graduated from the Los Angeles College of Chiropractic 38 years ago yesterday. It has taken, therefore, almost four decades after graduation for me to be invited here as a commencement speaker. This is understandable, as it no doubt has taken four decades for my antics as a student to be forgotten. Over the past four decades, I've remained involved with our school, teaching on the undergraduate and postgraduate level. I have witnessed, to my delight, the vast and exponential improvement of our school's facilities, faculty, presidential leadership, and most of all, the quality and intelligence of the students, with the graduating class of 2016 being clear evidence of that. Another round of applause, please. Today, we honor about 90 graduates consisting of doctors of chiropractic, masters of acupuncture oriental medicine, and bachelors of biological sciences and sports medicine residents, all of whom, or most of whom, I assume, are destined to provide health care to others. We now find ourselves to all be participants in a graduation ceremony that is somehow designed to propel students forward by adorning them with caps and gowns, dispensing diplomas, and for better or worse, subjecting them to yet one more lecture from a commencement speaker. Your commencement speaker hopes to provide some assistance by illuminating the meaning of this ceremony that we are all participating in. That is the meaning right there. To serve that purpose, we must travel both backwards and forward in time. Dispensing diplomas traces back to ancient Islam, wherein graduates received sheepskin diplomas to indicate that they had mastered the subject well enough to teach it. Be that master. The cap and gown goes back to 13th and 14th century Europe and was worn by clergy who were the only scholars at the time. Their faith in the Creator included the belief that reason and logic were gifts from the Creator, with it being our responsibility to employ those gifts of reason and logic to better appreciate creation. Be logical. Avoid magic. I know you guys look like you're from some outtake from a Harry Potter movie. Resist magic. Having covered the diploma, the cap, and the gown, the backstory of the commencement speaker still needs to be told. Back in the day, each graduate was required to give a sermon in Latin to complete their graduation ceremony. Somehow, over time, it was decided that the burden of the sermon was to be lifted from the shoulders of the graduate and placed squarely on the shoulders of one individual, now known as the commencement speaker. And here I am, the sacrificial lamb. My sermon now begins. After meditating on what it is that helped me succeed over the past four decades that might help you navigate the road ahead, I've boiled it down to a list of six. Number one, be proud. Realize the awesome responsibility of healthcare. You are now part of a select group that has answered a calling. Realize the awesome responsibility of caring for those who are suffering and vulnerable. The cap and gown you wear signifies not only that you have sacred knowledge, but a sacred responsibility. Family, friends, and faculty are proud of the sacred steps you are taking into another dimension dedicated to promote the physical, psychological, and social well-being of others. For those along the path of alternative healthcare, be proud of your education that has been so robust that it has not only helped you master your field, but permits you to communicate and partner with traditional Western medicine providers. They are desperately in need of your drug-free and surgery-free services. Number two, I hate to tell you this one, don't stop studying. Pasteur said, chance favors only the prepared mind. Don't stop studying. Those that stop will be left behind. Those that continue will be moving forward. Don't stop. Keep moving forward. The educational process you have just completed has turned you into a studying machine. Don't let the engines grow cold, or else you risk professional and intellectual decay. Now you can study what you want. Do it. Number three, find a niche. Be someone special. Pursue excellence. Chiropractic and acupuncture methods, although thousands of years old, are still relatively young in the modern scientific manifestations. This means there are great opportunities for you. Be a generalist, but carve out a specialty. There is much to be worked out and thought about in a critical fashion. In the course of your practice and/or readings, identify a component of your field, the study of which is an insatiable joy. Find your own path of excellence, the prerequisite for success. You do not need to find solace in a cult technique. Just reading 30 minutes a day in your selective niche for half a year can result in unsurpassed expertise, and once you let yourself be known, worldwide attention will be yours, as well as invitation to places you have never been. Number four, teach, teach, teach. Doctor means teacher. Take every opportunity to teach, whether it's the Optimist Club, your kid's fourth grade class, or coming back to school to show them that you can do it better than those instructors you complained about. See what that feels like. Teaching in front of a group improves your ability to teach a patient. Teaching a patient improves your ability to teach in front of a group. Teach your niche. Number five, realize it's all about relationships and work on those communication skills. Your success up to this point in time and your future success is all ultimately tied to relationships. Your family, friends, faculty, and classmates, even that one classmate that creeps you out, have provided the support with which you would not and could not have realized this day. However, future relationship demands await you that no graduate here is ready for. Not every patient is pleasant. Many are compromised by anger, guilt, fear, and other maladies. When encountering such sufferers, remember the sacred robes you wear today, so you may act like a compassionate, non-judgmental saint tomorrow. Your sacred calling is to continually work on improving your communication skills. Improving communication skills is never ending. It is an ongoing lifetime process. Today is the day to practice those skills by making every effort to clearly express to your family, friends, faculty, and classmates how much you appreciate them, and yes, that includes that one who creeps you out. I promise you will fondly remember that person. Lastly, my most important admonition of this sermon follows for item number six, celebrate. I can tell this is a party crowd up in the cheap seats. More than anything, now is the time to celebrate. Rejoice. Party. Thousands of years ago, Aristotle said, all things in moderation. But that doesn't apply today. When we take the liberty to replace it by the rule of moderation in moderation, as well as have a good time. I wish you all a good time today, tonight, and in your professional careers. And once again, don't forget to thank the organ player. Thank you.